Hello and welcome back to we changed our name back to Nightmare Lane. We changed our name, everybody. Sorry for the switcheroo. It turns out there's like 11 podcasts with the name Nightmare Fuel, so as genius as I thought I was, apparently I was not genius enough. So
Okay, first of all, Nightmare Fuel was my idea. And second
I
of
wasn't
all,
gonna throw you under the bus.
while I will take the hit on this one because I'd never even considered looking it up to see who else had taken my brilliant idea. And I am clever, and it was a brilliant idea. So brilliant that 16 other people have taken it.
11.
So 11, whatever. 11 other people have taken it. So obviously, it was a really good idea. We just didn't have it first.
Right.
Two.
Exactly. It was a very good idea. It's
Have
just
you?
hard for people to find us.
Yeah. And so, but number two, I do not apologize. I am not sorry for the name change. And if it has caused any confusion, good.
Are you being chaotic right now?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. Well, I'm sorry, at least at the very least, to my mom who had trouble finding us. So,
Again, not sorry, Mom. Ha.
okay. All right. That all being said,
Look,
welcome to episode four of Nightmare Lane.
or
I
whatever
like
we're
our,
called.
yeah, I like our new name anyway because it makes me feel like Christmas. So,
What the heck? There's
no.
nothing Christmassy about this.
Santa Claus Lanes are very Christmassy, just in general.
Oh my
And that's
God.
why.
You're
Anyway.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why in every episode are you talking about food?
I when did I talk about food? I said anywho.
You said that you ate right before this episode, and last episode you were hungry or
You have
hangry.
to understand that I am a food person. And food dictates the majority of my life. Like, I will go out of my way for certain foods and to avoid other foods. Like, if you have crappy food, I will not visit you.
Okay.
Food is a decision maker for me.
I feel like you've just answered a question I've been asking myself for years.
Well, you should probably have better food. Sorry, I find out this way.
No, I apparently need to have worse food.
No. Oh, you're so rude. Wow, I thought I had the high ground. Whatever.
You did not.
I'm done talking to you. We're going to dive into this episode. I hope our listeners understand the sacrifices I'm making.
Okay, well, sorry, listeners. Okay, so this episode is going to be
Keep
another
diving in.
creepypasta. Yeah, diving in. This episode is another creepypasta.
Board with that.
You keep interrupting me. What are you
Yeah,
saying?
you want. I said you got to get on board with that because you have to dive in. So you have to say, let's dive in.
Okay, well, I'm going to dip my toes into the water and give a little bit of explanation about this story before I just dive in. Is that okay?
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, so for you, this is going to be a new story. For people who are horror story aficionados, they've probably heard of this.
I feel like most of these stories are new for me.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I haven't
it's
heard so
pretty
far,
easy.
I haven't heard any of
Yeah, it's pretty easy to surprise you since you're not a horror story person.
this is true.
Or even like a scary person, a scary story person. This
I'm a
you
very
probably,
scary person.
I didn't say that you weren't a scary person. I said you weren't a scary story person.
Dang, people run away from me in fear.
Yeah, okay. So I think you might actually have heard of this story, but you probably don't know this story.
Ooh, let me guess.
Okay.
Is it a one-parter or two-parter?
It's a one-parter.
The Slender Man.
Yes.
Hey, I know what your favorite stories are.
Well, I don't know that this is one of my favorite stories. I
I
just
feel
know
like you
that.
liked the legend. You liked the legend before all the murder happened.
Okay, so actually, there's an image that was made based off of some of the stories that were told, and it's the image that I dig. I think it looks really, really cool, and it just like every time I see it, my brain kind of just explodes with inspiration, and like I get all these really great ideas. So I love the imagery that comes along with this story. The original story, in my opinion, I mean, it's good, but it's not like my absolute favorite. But anyway, yeah, it is pretty well known now. It's one of the things that put creepypasta on the map, and actually got the wiki deleted a couple times because of the case.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's one of the reasons why it's now a legit website instead of just being a wiki.
Gotcha. But we're not talking about the case today. We're just going to be talking about the story.
Yeah, this is the original Slenderman story. Okay, so gotcha. Let's jump in. Here we go.
Okay, wait. You said it wrong.
Let's dive in.
Thank you. I swear you're doing it on purpose.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Diving in. Let's go.
After waking up with a jolt, the girl laid in bed a few seconds longer. Reaching over to switch on her bedside lamp, she tried to remember exactly what had stolen her sweet slumber away. When she couldn't, the brunette swung her legs over the side of the bed and heaved herself up. Checking the time on her phone, she snorted when she saw it was midnight, the witching hour. Knowing that sleep would only evade her, she left her bedroom for the kitchen. A good cup of...
I really thought like 3 a.m. was the witching hour.
3 a.m. is the witching hour.
Like nothing good happens after 2 a.m. and then 3 a.m. is the witching hour. And midnight's like when the late show comes on. So everybody's awake.
Okay. Like midnight is when the bell tolls. And so it's supposed to like in some stories signify the transition from one to the next. Like beginnings and endings will often happen at midnight, but the witching hour is, I think, it's not 3 in the morning cleanly, but yeah, it's about 3 in the morning.
Not to like quote other podcasts, because I don't know if I have rights to do that, but like I listen to And That's Why We Drink, shout out, because they're really good. And they always talk about how the witching hour, where creepy things happen at like 3:26 a.m. or around the 3:20 area.
Yeah. So a lot of people will just say 3 because it's cleaner. But I've always thought that it was like it's the time between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
I'm going to write this down because I want to look up. I'm going to look it up and then I'm going to do my other podcast on it.
Okay. I literally Googled it. Just Google the witching hour. And it says in folklore, the witching hour or devil's hour is a time of night that is associated with supernatural events whereby witches, demons, and ghosts are thought to appear and be at their most powerful. Definitions vary and include the hour immediately after midnight and the time between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Cool. Hey, that's cool. I am definitely going to do a fun facts episode about that. Maybe I'll do like the Halloween special or something. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I like that idea.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, on with it.
There's this really good book called Insanity, and they do a lot about the witching hour. But I think a lot of their stuff is kind of like based on hoodoo stuff, like Deep South traditions.
Yeah. Or like voodoo.
No, definitely. They mention hoodoo. They don't mention voodoo.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, maybe.
Voodoo is like more of a East Africa, I think. I know definitely Nigeria.
Yeah, so this is definitely, this is just Deep South stuff, so.
Gotcha.
Excuse me. Sorry for clearing my throat. Okay.
Oh, you're fine.
So let's jump into this.
Okay, now you're definitely doing it on purpose.
No, I'm not. Okay, let's dive back into this.
Thank you.
A good cup of coffee on her mind. As she passed by her front door, a chill spread like liquid fire down her spine. It's only winter, she told herself, focusing again on the coffee plan. Measuring out scoops, water, and preparing her cup kept her occupied. But as the dark liquid boiled, she had nothing left to keep her mind from wandering off. The chill returned, and she couldn't help but glance behind her to the front door. It stood there innocently enough, just like always. The deadbolt was still in place, and she could see nothing amiss with it. Turning back to her coffee, she did her best to forget about the feeling. With her cup in hand, she started back towards her bedroom. As she walked by the front door, she decided that a quick glance out of the peephole would help calm her restless mind. The chill worsened with each step, The chill worsened with each step she took towards the door and further away from the safety and warmth of her blankets. She pressed her empty hand against the cold metal door and took a deep breath before leading her eye to the peephole. At first, she could only see an inky blackness and somehow seemed to swirl in itself. When she blinked in surprise, the void melted away. She wished it hadn't. In its place, there stood what she could only guess was once a man. The limbs were long and inhumanly awkward, with bulky joints branching off into several arms, not unlike the branches of a tree. The creature was draped in a black suit, somehow making the thing more nightmarish to her. The icing on the proverbial cake, however, was what passed as the hellish thing's face. It was as though her mind blurred the ghastly visage to spare itself further shock and horror. She shoved herself away from the door with the hand still pressed against it. The scalding mug of coffee fell, the liquid burning her bare legs as she fell backwards and tried to crawl away from the door. She knew, somehow, that her mind hadn't been playing tricks on her. As she crab-walked away from the door, she watched as tendrils as black as the void she first saw snake around through the cracks. The girl was trapped between the instinct to flee and the gut feeling to not turn her back on the door. When the door jolted, the urge to flee overcame her and she slipped in the burning liquid as she tried to make it to her back room. She knew deep down that she was trapping herself in a corner, but she had to get away from the door. The girl was halfway down the hallway when she heard the previously locked door creak open. She screamed and slipped into a wall, cracking her chin on it and stunning herself. After that, there was only blackness. Nicole? A warm male voice snapped the woman out of her trance. As she turned around, she was met by another of her sister's doctors. She nodded, not sure if she should say anything, or even if she could find her voice if she did have something to say. That morning, she had gotten an urgent phone call from the hospital saying that her sister, Lindsay, was there. Before they had even let her see her, the doctors had pulled her off to the side and insisted that they talk to her about what might have happened. Phrases like self-inflicted and assault had been thrown around, and Nicole felt her mind reel. She still hadn't fully understood what they had been saying until she saw Lindsay with her own eyes. Her little sister had a bandage wrapped around her head, covering both of her ears as well as her eyes. They said it was to keep her now deadened eyes from drying out and to try to keep infection out of the wounds Lindsay had made to her ears. The doctors had guessed that either she or someone else had jammed a pencil into them to keep her off balance or to deafen herself against something. There was the mix of first and second degree burns on her hands, legs, and feet from the what was assumed to be the coffee her neighbors found slipped all over the entry to her apartment. I think that's supposed to say spilled. As Nicole walked into her sister's hospital room the first time, she thought she had spied the silhouette of a man in the window. That, she knew, was impossible. Her sister's room was on the third story of the hospital.
This is creepy.
That was the story. That's it.
Oh, that's it?
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say, so like, obviously, he's the one that hurt her. Because she said that she, like, knocked herself out and then all went black. Right. But then why is he still there?
Right.
It's creepy.
Yep.
See, these are the kind of stories that I don't like. Because I like the traditional stories where, like, there's rules. And I feel like this one doesn't follow the rules. Or if they are following the rules, we don't hear that part of the story. So it leaves it very ambiguous.
Right. Well, and the thing is, like, this is just what do they call it? It's like not crap. An entire English degree and it's nowhere to be found. Anyway,
just spilled out of your head, did it?
Yes. My example is John Grisham. He doesn't have a beginning or an ending for his stories. It's just a snippet out of the middle. And that's what this is.
Okay, yes, but I feel like he has like a lot of first. I feel like he has a lot of meat in the middle of it. And second, John Grisham doesn't do like scary stories. Just things about like lawyers.
Right. Neither of those things are my point.
Well, I'm just saying, I feel like with horror, there's these rules that are supposed to protect us from, like, our own imaginations, I guess, eating right. away at us in fear.
Yes.
And
but what I'm
the story doesn't include, it excludes those rules.
Yeah, because of like, there's no beginning or ending, so we haven't had time to learn the rules. It's right. just a snippet in the middle. It's a post-it note of a story.
But, like, your home is like your barrier. He shouldn't have been able to slip into her home in the first place. And, but you know,
what if she had accidentally summoned him?
See, what but if, that's just speculating.
What if she
you can't speculate?
Something? Well, I'm just saying there are rules. We just don't know what they are because we haven't been given enough information.
But that's why I'm saying I don't like stories that make up their own rules. There are already existing rules that those rules should be what we stick to.
Well, if it makes you feel better, there's a whole page on Creepypasta that goes over certain mythologies that have been woven into that of the Slenderman.
I'm definitely not reading it.
Bothers me on a certain level because they are taking like Romanian mythology and English mythology that is hundreds of years old, and they're saying all of this might apply to the Slenderman. Like, that's wonderful, and if you want to take those creative liberties, you can. But the Slenderman was literally created 14 years ago. So an English mythology and Romanian mythology stands the test of time outside of that. So if anything, Slenderman was based off of these stories, the legends of the tall man and the legends of the tree man, not the other way around.
Well, in those stories, like, most of the rules and practices in the mythoses are based off of religions. So, like, there's a structural reason why those are there.
Now, that's not always true. There is a movie for the Slenderman, by the way. That's not always true, though, because, like, the story of Little Red Riding Hood.
I specifically said in mythos. Myths and legends, myths, mythos are based off of religions.
Right,
so
but
like
the story of the
Egyptian
tree man
mythology.
And the story of the tall man, they're not mythos. They're folklore.
No.
They're fairy tales.
Exactly. I wasn't including them. I don't even know what they are.
Okay, whatever.
The rules that I'm talking about, like not entering your house without an invitation, those kind of things are based on pagan rituals or religions. That's why they exist in almost every story.
I guess.
My point is, I'm not going to read any more into the Slenderman because my brain and heart can't handle it. I tried researching the black-eyed Jagermuffins the other day. I think I told you this. And yes. I know that it's supposed to be fake and everything, but it's perpetuated into this lore and legend itself as well. And there's so many personal stories out there that are probably made up, possibly made up. Please don't anything haunt me for saying that. But I don't know. It's scary and intimidating. Whatever.
Not real.
They're
not real.
They're Jagermuffins. Of course, they're not real. Because that word does not exist.
Okay.
Don't invite things. Gosh. We already have it. We don't need more.
Right. Okay. All right. Well thank you so much.
Scary.
Yes. You're welcome. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I was going to say your voice is very soothing when you read.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's really nice to listen to.
I thought it was kind of annoying. So that makes me feel good. Thank you.
At least in my ears, it's very soothing. Like, I like listening to your voice.
You know, somebody told me once that writers cannot be readers. That if I ever get to the point to where I want to, like, create an audiobook off of one of my stories, and I decide that, like I'm just going to record it myself, she's like, don't. I was like, you've never heard me read out loud. She says, I don't have to. If you're a writer, you can't be a reader. So,
I mean, I think on the one hand, there's wisdom to that because, like, you the voices in your head reading your own story might be a little too loud. But you have a lot of practice reading.
Yeah. Well, and I did start my storytelling with an oral tradition.
Yes. This is true. I was okay. There for that. Okay, anyway.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this story. I hope you sleep okay tonight. And thank you, listeners, for joining us as well.
Yes, thank you, listeners. Thank you for being here and listening to my obnoxious comments and Kevin's beautiful voice reading to us. And Kevin's PSA.
So before we go, I also wanted to say, if somebody is out there and they're going through something, know that you're not alone, that people care about you. And where it seems like it might be overwhelming right now, or that the waves crashing are maybe a little too tall right now, just know that you'll get through this. You will get through this, and it's going to be okay.
Yep. Sometimes it's nice to hear it, that you're like not alone, that you're not going through stuff by yourself, even if your stuff is unique to your situation. You know, you're emotionally not alone. It's good to hear that. Anyway, well, thank you everyone for listening. You can find us at Nightmare Lane Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, or Nightmare Lane 4 at gmail.com. We're going to do special listener stories at the end of the season. So if you guys have creepy stories you'd like us to read for you on a episode, or they can be fiction, or they can be something that happened to you in real life, send them in and we can include those. And yeah, thanks for listening. That's it.
All right. Toodaloo.
Yep. Bye.